This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today would have been Andy Warhol's 90th birthday. Yes, pop art. Yes, one of the most iconic and influential artists of the 20th century. But as we're about to learn, a pioneer in what Warhol called business art. Critic Blake Gopnik is finishing the work on a comprehensive biography of Warhol, and he came by to help us understand what Warhol had in mind with business art.
Yeah, I mean, he's best known, of course, to the general public for his Campbell Soups and his Marilyn paintings. But I think his most interesting work is actually the way he created something that he called business art. He called himself a business artist. And usually people see that as a kind of cover-up, a way of getting away with basically selling out, right? People see him as a sold-out artist who got other people to make his art and his only goal was to make money. Well, he declared that selling out a work of art, a kind of art, this thing called business art. That can seem far-fetched. You could think, well, all he wants to do is make some loot, right? Which he did like to do. But it's weirder than that, because every time he tried to make money, he came up with totally cockamamie business plans.
Business art is not, you're not talking about the guy with the chain stores in the mall selling oil paintings to the passersby. It's the structure of the business was seen as a kind of work of art.
Yeah. Andy Warhol claimed that the act of being a good businessman could make you a different kind of artist, a new kind of artist. But, you know, when he tried to make money, the things people accused him of doing to make money make no sense as money-making enterprises. He got involved with the Velvet Underground, a screeching, insane band that turned their amps up to 11, when if he wanted to make money, he should have been involved with something like the Monkees. To imagine that the Velvet Underground was a money-making scheme made no sense.
Oh, come on. I love the Velvet Underground. Their legacy endures, but okay, they weren't mass market.
They were not quite mass market. They barely made a cent for poor Andy. Or how about the time he decided to make a perfume for sale, and he called it You're In. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E I-N, but of course, if you say it fast, what you're putting on your body is a new kind of eau de toilette called urine.
Urine. Oh, okay, the penny just dropped. Okay, so that was that he didn't get rich off that.
He did not get rich off that. Or how about a movie guaranteed to be a box office smash that lasts 25 hours? Not exactly a great business plan.
But he was trying to say something about business as well as art.
Well, that's the question. By declaring himself a business artist, he was really making a comment about business, about American business, the same way that his Campbell Soups are making some kind of comment about American consumption.
I was casting about for an example, a modern example, a contemporary example of business art. You know what I came up with? Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, he has this side business selling flamethrowers. And I don't think Elon Musk is going to be able to retire early based on the flamethrower business. But there is a performance art quality to that business line.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, one of the things about Warhol is that he's vastly influential. And I would argue that his most influential idea is, in fact, the business art idea. Now, the question is Elon Musk's example of that any good? And I would say no, it's pretty low end art. I mean, not everyone who makes a urinal is doing what Duchamp did when he called his urinal fountain. You've got to be a great artist for these kind of ironic gestures. When you put quotes around something, people have to understand that you're putting the quotes there. And being a famous artist helps that.
Art critic Blake Gopnik also writes the blog Warholiana, and his forthcoming Warhol biography will be for the publisher Echo. Blake, thank you.
Thank you, David.